Event marketing is about God, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. At least that is the opinion of event expert Peter de Kuyper, who developed the Holy Trinity methods for a unique event experience. Hi Peter, welcome back
to our studio. Nice to be here. Nice picture, by the way.
Yeah, we found an ugly guy on the internet. Sorry. after your first book, Wheel of Events, you made a second one, Holy Trinity Events. Yes. You did see the light.
I did see the light, yes. I'm a philosopher. So for me, going from a religious model and going to a more secular interpretation wasn't that hard. It's about the Holy Trinity, and it's about what I liked about the idea of Holy Trinity is that you define something the divine, by combining three elements, and that it's putting those elements together that really creates value. And I transpose that to events. Mm-hmm. And so I got to a method where you have like God experiences, me experiences, we experiences, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
And how does that relate to events exactly?
Well, it's rather simple, you know. I will explain it in 2 minutes. So
okay.
The God and the God experience, that's not so difficult. That's about those people on stage, standing on a stage. They are far away preaching their message of love. So, and we have to give them applause. Mm-hmm. Jesus, he's like a human amongst the humans. So it means that Jesus, that's the visitor of an event. He wants to eat something and he wants to drink something and he wants to have a good time. It's about me, myself, and I. It's about me experiences. Mm-hmm. It's about star rating cooking chefs coming to your festival and preparing dinner for you. That's what Jesus and the me experiences is about. God experiences, me experiences, and then we have the we experiences. That's when people, the visitors, do something together. You create value, we experiences, by doing things together, by activating the people coming to your event and give them excuses to connect. God experiences, me experiences, we experiences.
And you always have the three elements in one event?
Well, yes, you have the three elements. And what you can do with the Holy Trinity method is just check if you can upgrade some of those elements. If there are too many gods at your festival, because what you see is that it's rather difficult to make a difference by adding more gods to your event. Look at Festival Tomorrowland. You have 400 DJs coming mm-hmm. to that festival. So 2 weeks in a row, 800 gods coming. Adding 10 gods to that lineup doesn't add so much value.
No, that's true.
So that's the problem with a lot of those festivals nowadays. Also like rock pop festivals, Glastonbury and so on, Pink Pop, and many more.
Yeah.
And many more gods. Difficult. We still need those gods. We still need the Rammsteins and the Gettas and so on. But it's difficult to add more value by adding more gods.
So then you need to focus on the me experience, the Jesus experience?
Yeah.
That's then food and drinks and things like that?
Well, it's like upgrading that customer experience. And I think you can upgrade that customer experience by adding customer expression to that customer experience.
What do you mean by that?
It's by activating, by letting the people, give the people an excuse for self-expression. Let them express themselves. Let them do something within that me experience.
Burning Man, for example.
Well, Burning Man is more like we experiences. It's like give the people an excuse to connect. That's really like an extreme example of Holy Trinity where those elements we experiences are mm-hmm. very, very important. Me experience, of course, radical self-expression. That's what Burning Man is about. Yeah. But Burning Man is, of course, an extraordinary event, and it's really it's difficult to copy. Mm-hmm. But just think of something simple. Instead of selling Fantas at your event, that's a commodity. There's no self-expression in drinking a Fanta. Just give the opportunity to make a smoothie and pick your own ingredients and juice it yourself. That's adding some self-expression within that smoothie. I'm sure that if I have a smoothie and you're with your girlfriend or your boyfriend at an event, you will take a sip of each other's smoothie, not of each other's Fanta. And that's like adding a little bit of self-expression, just a little bit of self-expression.
And the we aspect?
Well, the we experiences, that's about doing things together. by giving the people an excuse to connect. I will give you a very, very simple example. If you put a single swing at your event, that's a me experience. Mm-hmm. If you put a double swing at your event, just take Best Kept Secret. If you go to Best Kept Secret Festival, they have swings. And that double swing is just an excuse to connect. Yeah. That's creating opportunities. Double swinging that can result into babies, you know. So that's a single swing. That's difficult. Yeah. So, yeah. And that's what Holy Trinity thinking is about. It's about combining those things and checking if you do not have too many gods. If the me experiences are okay, we experiences. God, okay. Jesus, Holy Spirit.
For a festival, that makes sense.
Yes.
But can you also apply those principles to, for example, a conference? Or?
Yeah, I'm sure. Because I think that customer expression is important for all events, like excuses for self-expression, doing something yourself. I will give you a simple example. If you register for an event, I did it for the presentation of my book. I asked the people, can you give me what track, what musical track, what number do you want to hear on the dance floor after the book presentation? So the people gave, what would you fill in if you had the opportunity of what do you want to hear on the dance floor after your book presentation?
Maybe something from Madonna or
Madonna. Yeah. Like a virgin.
Yeah, for example. Why do you think about that number?
I don't know. Justify my love. Okay, so... okay, like a virgin. And what we did, we got those data, of course, check it with privacy and so on. And we put on the tag there, we just put, do you also like Madonna, like a virgin? And you were just walking around. Oh my God, you like Madonna? Yeah, I like that track, but I prefer that. And so that's an excuse.
It's
an excuse to connect. You know, you have simple ways for those re-experiences. It's a double swing, but just put a ping pong table at an event. And you will see that people start playing ping pong. And you can do it at the Congress, whatever. You can do it at the conference. Just put ping pong tables and people start playing ping pong. Ping pong are we experiences. It's something that you do not play ping pong to win. It's you play ping pong because it's nice to play ping pong. It's about gifting. It's about taking that little ball and give it to you. That's what ping pong is about. So I'm sure that applying that Holy Trinity method and checking if the God experiences are okay, the keynote speakers that you have, and the me experiences, is the food experience okay? Are the toilets okay? Is the parking okay? And those we experiences, are there excuses to connect? You can apply that method also for conferences.
Okay, great, Peter. You are working on the English version of
yes,
the book.
Yes, yes, yes.
When and where can we find it?
We hope to get it to get it ready by the end of this year, 2018. So if you send it out next year, just say 2019. No, I think it must be ready by the end of this year.
Okay. On your website, I
yes, if you check my website, peterdekuiper.com, you will find all the information.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much.
Nice being here.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.